Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And welcome to Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and in today's episode, we're exploring Aries season and the upcoming Aries new moon. I wasn't going to record this episode. I mean, who cares what's going on with the sun and the moon when our home planet is in dire circumstance? But then I thought if every content creator thought like that, we wouldn't have any hope, faith, or at the very least, light entertainment. So I forge ahead. But while I was researching the latest astrology, it was really irritating me that all of the forecasts were speaking like we weren't dealing with a global crisis right now. Like we were in this position to make the most of the energy and travel this month. Though, ooh, it's a fire sign. Take yourself out on a hot date. No, I won't be doing that kind of forecasting in this episode. What is applicable and relatable about that? If you're not interested in hearing a COVID-19 centric episode in relation to Aries season and this upcoming new moon, I totally understand. Now is your time to switch off. Equally, if it makes you uncomfortable to hear the positivity expected with the upcoming new moon, because how can I see positivity in times like this? That's also okay. I get that too. It can be hard to see the light, trust in the shift in energy, and have faith that a new cycle will sweep through. But it will. The Earth has been through cycles like this for thousands of years. And this is just another cycle. This too shall pass. And although I hadn't intended to theme this episode around COVID-19, I actually think it might be helpful to directly relate what we're likely to experience astrologically over the next few weeks to a circumstance we can all relate to. If, however, you're in corona overload and you just can't bear to hear any more, I totally understand and I'll catch you at the next moon. Hopefully it's all over by then. If you're still listening, great. I hope there's still a few of you listening. Okay, let's start with Aries season. Aries season takes place from March 21 until April 19. Aries is the youngest of the zodiac signs. It's the first sign in the zodiac. It's also the first fire sign and often has a childlike quality to it. Think of it as an untainted innocence, which is kind of what we're currently experiencing. This pandemic is unprecedented. We have no experience to draw upon, so it's important that we treat it as a new experience and understand that supermarkets and small business, the health department, and even our governments are all in the same boat. We have no blueprint for this. The good news is there is room for innovation and new ideas. I believe that we're going to bear witness to some incredible innovations, services, and products over the next few months in the wake of this outbreak. This is where new policies get put in place, where new ideas are implemented, and where we get an opportunity to come at these problems with a fresh set of eyes, hopefully putting plans in place to prevent this kind of outbreak in the future. Aries rules the head and has a fire in its belly. It's the season of seeing a spark and then creating a flame. So while we're limited in what we can experience at the moment, because stuck in the house, can you use your visionary powers to decide what's next? Aries is the birth of self. I honestly believe collectively we are all going through a rebirth. There are matters that we as a collective species had to address if we were to continue to inhabit planet Earth. This pandemic is forcing us to slow down, discover what's important, spend time at home with loved ones, travel less, question where we sit in the supply chain, and how our penchant for convenience is slowly ruining our planet. There is going to be gold that comes from this. I couldn't be more sure of that. We are adaptable, way more adaptable than we give ourselves credit for, and we're being given an opportunity to really see what we're capable of. However, anger, tantrums, immaturity are all shadow qualities of Aries. We are inundated with these emotions at the moment. It's unfortunate. It's not always where we want to be coming from, but, you know, it's scary, and fear drives us to express ourselves in ways we're not always proud of. What I've witnessed already is a lot of anger directed at people reacting in ways that differ from one's own. We are a community, and globally, we are all experiencing the very same thing. And this is rare. You know, for every country in the world, pretty much, to be going through the same problem. But if we allow it, it can unite us. But not if we get angry at the people who are overreacting, angry at the people who are underreacting, and angry at the people who are getting angry at the people for having a reaction. So as Aries season hits, please watch out for anger outbursts. Practice compassion and kindness instead. Take deep breaths. And also, fun fact, breathing deep strengthens your immunity. Something else to watch out for in Aries season, and with everything that we're going through at the moment, is the quality of selfishness. It can be a very Aries quality, and I urge you to find balance in this. Be selfish in the sense that your health and safety comes first and should never be compromised because your boss tells you to come into work or unwell people are roaming the streets and coughing on you. But don't be selfish by hoarding groceries unnecessarily, not respecting the old and vulnerable because you want to go out for a few drinks or continue to gather in groups because you think you're immune to the virus. No one is immune, people. This is the whole goddamn problem. Sorry, Aries, anger surfacing. Keep it in check. Okay, let's talk about the Aries new moon. The Aries new moon takes place on March 24 at 8:28 p.m. in Sydney, 9:28 a.m. in London, and 5:28 a.m. in New York. As always, the new moon will heighten the energy of the season. And this is the official kickoff of the new year astrological energy. We will be entering the waxing phase of a new lunar cycle. And yeah, it's a fire sign, so we're going to be extra inspired to take action. But how does one do that when in self-isolation I hear you scream from the four walls that are likely sending you crazy? Well, honestly, I think it's a wonderful thing. But also, have some perspective. This is going to pass, and we're going to move on with our lives, and we deserve to still be setting intentions for the rest of the year, don't we? So although it might feel hard to imagine conjuring up a new job or soulmate right now, stick with it because I'm telling you, good things are coming, and this pandemic is the necessary upheaval we all needed. Okay, let's get back to talking about that moon. This is a time of great opportunity. It's the commencement of a brand new cycle. And not just of this lunar cycle, of the entire astrological year. We're starting again, a new inhale breath, a time to turn Aries anger into passion, to initiate change, to inspire, to be courageous, to pioneer new ways of living, creating, and existing. It's an exciting time to be alive. I know that the beginning of 2020 has felt like the ultimate constriction and contraction, but you know what always, without fail, comes after? an incredible expansion. And it is coming, folks. I feel it in my bones and in the moon and in all of the stars. Take this time when you're being forced to stay inside to slow down and do some self-discovery. Ask yourself, what lights me up? What am I passionate about? And what am I going to do about it? Tune into your inner warrior and forge forward through whatever obstacles get in your way because of the passion that drives you. But most importantly, the Aries new moon will see forward momentum fueled by the fire of Aries. Hopefully this works in advantageous ways, because the only way left at this point is for all of us to collectively move forward. The mantra for Aries is, I will. So ask yourself, what will I do with this new moon, with this new year, with this Aries fire and forward momentum? We're all going through a lot right now. Be gentle with yourself. Observe how you deal with the abnormal and surreal. Practice self-awareness, not selfishness, and make the most of your time indoors. If you're looking for something to do indoors, I'm holding an online moon circle to celebrate the Aries new moon, but also the new astrological year. This is when things are going to start changing. This is the cog turning that 2020 has needed. Usually my circles are exclusive to Lunar Lover members, but I'm opening this new year party up to everyone because we all need it. So if you haven't joined me for a new moon circle before, now is your chance. It's taking place on the night of the new moon, Tuesday, March 24 at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. However, if you can't make it live, you can catch the replay, but you have to buy your ticket in order to receive the replay. Head to jordanalevine.com/new-year-party or click the link in the show notes of this episode. Like I said, these are usually members only. So if you're curious to see what goes on in those circles, now is the time. If you want to become a Lunar Lover member, you can do that too. Head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. As always, if you enjoyed this episode, I would love if you took a screenshot on your phone and shared it to your Instagram stories. Just tag me at Jordana Levine. Also, while you're on Instagram, if you want to know more about the importance of self-isolation and social distancing in a way that's not confusing, check out my Instagram. I'm doing the best to make all the confusion at the moment relatable and a little lighthearted where possible. Just remember, we're all in this together, and connecting to self and a loving self-care and spiritual practice is the best thing you can do for yourself right now. Set intentions with the new moon. We'll be doing that at the new moon circle. Connect to what's important, because when this is all over, that's your chance to follow your passion, to follow your fire, to take action. Until next moon. I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.